You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. We got to bang it out before Cappy catches a flight. Cappy, you getting a ride to the airport? No. My roommate's gone. And of course, DT doesn't give rides to the airport because why would you do that? Oh, all right. What do we got going on here? I had a request here. Bonjour, Monsieur Clary. Longtime returning client here. I need advice on how to proceed with the great dilemma of our modern era and is regarding the root beer float. I've been lucky in my career. Truck driving has been very lenient and that there have been no mandates thus far. And as a Canadian, I believe I've been able to travel freely to and from the U.S. as an essential worker. Unfortunately, good old Brandon has decided that time to come to an end. As of now, sometime in January, they're supposed to roll out mandatory root beer float for truck drivers going into the U.S. The problem is in finding another job, but most of the high-paying work is in cross-border. Now, you probably don't recall, but recently I inquired about leaving my career for computer programming where you advised me into self-learning as opposed to college courses. I've since decided on going to a boot camp, but after speaking to them over the phone about the curriculum, I realized it's quite basic. It might not be worth $10,000. I don't think it's worth $10,000 then. I don't. Look, go through Coursera, Khan's Academy. There's got to be some places online for free. Some people in the comments section below probably provide some links or places to go get it. And you can even get like certifications like you complete this course. Now, if there's a reputable boot camp, fine, okay, maybe. But man, even $10,000 is cheap for information that's out there for free or near free. So that's what I would do with that. As for the root beer float, I can talk for hours regarding the insanity and inconsistencies, but to keep it short, I strongly believe it's a preventative treatment, not a traditional vaccine. No, it's not a vaccine. That's why I was a little bit confused, because like, oh, one and done, you know, like measles or whatever you get vaccines for nowadays. And oh, by the way, you're gonna need boosters for the rest of your life. Well, wait a minute. That's a treatment. That's not a cure. That is a treatment. And at best and harmful at worst, while being used as some psyop to condition a man. No, it's not that. This is just government overreach and a bunch of liberal arts majors and government policy people who finally have their time to shine. And this crisis is not going to go to waste, because otherwise they have to admit that they basically are worthless human beings that have nothing else to do. That's why global warming has to be a crisis. Nothing ever gets solved. And the solution is never less government. That's what this is. I wouldn't even say it's for money. I'd say it's for agency and belonging and purpose. You know, it's imagine, I don't know if they got this in Canada, but anytime there's a school shooting or something bad happens, you know, a teacher dies at a school. It doesn't even have to be something as bad as a school shooting. We're rushing psychologists and therapists for grieving people. They're there. It's like, no, that's just a bunch of unemployed psychology majors who just aren't making enough money. And now we're like pulling in, like, here, we think we got some work for you. And you talk to some emo kids in the classroom, like, you know, they never really care that Jimmy is dead.
Why is it so? You know what I'm feeling? Oh, it's okay. I have a degree.
That's what I think it is. I don't think it's a psyops thing. That's too conspiratorial to me. I don't believe that. I don't see the evidence of that. But it is a treatment. Yeah. A returning thing is a treatment. I.e., if you let them mandate you to root beer float, you with an untested medicine for disease with a 99.99% survival rate, what won't you let them do? Yeah, no, I get it. I've recently secured a rental property in which I profit $900 to $1,000 per month and have $10,000 in cash, additional investments on my side. My monthly expenses are minimal. I have no car payments. Am I better off to find part-time work in Canada only and focus on learning code full-time? I've been learning code on and off for a few years and never have had the time and motivation to go in full, or do you think I should continue with my six-figure job and take the job? To be honest with you, I loathe the job and the industry, but I've been putting up with 75-hour work weeks for the past 1.5 years simply for the money. I've wanted to quit for a long time, but walking away has been difficult, and I think now might be a good opportunity, but don't want to make the wrong choice. Thanks. All right, let me clear my throat because... it's not getting better. All right. Yeah. Now's your time to take your break. And I'm going to say break because here's, you can't untake the root beer float. Once you take it, you've taken it. Okay. But that job might, I have a feeling the job will always be there because I'm going to guess like the United States, Canadians, vast generations of parents raised a bunch of pansy ass liberal arts pussies who can't do no real job. And you also have a truck driver shortage among real men shortages. And the government's been flinching or blinking. When they say, you're all going to do this. And people are like, no, I'm quitting. And they're starting to find out that these are the critical employees, the ones that matter. You know, like, oh, wait, what do you mean there's no electricity? You know, because all the social workers in the world could quit. It ain't going to change a darn thing. Teachers could quit, not a darn thing. All your linemen quit. Now you got problems. All your plumbers quit. Now you got problems. And all your truck drivers quit. You really got problems. And so I think what you can do is you're not even bluffing. Go work part-time in Canada. And just say, no, I'm not doing it. Driving. And then I have a feeling, I could be wrong, but the United States is going to flip. Look what happened to Britain. We're exiting, which I'm all for. I'm all for Brexit. And then there's a truck driver shortage. Hey, do any Polish people want to come drive truck? And truck drivers are pretty darn vital. Pretty darn vital. More vital. Look, one truck driver is worth more than all of our liberal arts graduates here combined because they have no value. It's not an accomplishment. You know, 5 million times zero is still zero. And also, I think you could always go back if you wanted to. I don't think those jobs are going anywhere. If you say, no, I'm not. Not taking that. Nope. I'm going to go work domestically. And you got the money, you get some time, you could study up on your computer program. You don't like the field anyway. It's the perfect time to take a break. And then if for whatever reason you decide, okay, I really do need the money, then you go get your root beer float. But no, man, at least take this pit stop, take a break, take your time, see what happens. Oh, we really do want that Canadian wood. Oh, we need heating oil and fuel and gas. And, oh, geez, maybe you should have that pipeline restarted. Oh, no, but the environment. I don't know what you want. Okay, fine. See you, bye. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. The goddamn bacon, who I've been tuning into this this afternoon for 223. Do these root beer floats have Canadian whiskey? What were you talking about, Bacon? You had the two Southern yokels on and you're talking about peanut butter whiskey? What in hell is wrong with the Confederates nowadays? What is wrong with you people? What could peanut butter whiskey? Everyone tune in to the goddamn Bacon. If you could subscribe to his channel, I'd like to get him to 1,000. Bacon, I got a question. If I need you to drive me to the airport, would you? I bet you would. So he deserves 1,000 subscribers. So you can find his channel, The Goddamn Bacon. Very relaxing. Now, even though you had the Southern yokels on this last time. May was the 30th. September 30th, I tuned in to that episode. And there wasn't a lot of loudness. There wasn't a lot. Yeehaw! Hooting! It wasn't an episode of Dukes of Hazzard. It was kind of cool and relaxed. It was very enjoyable. That's it. Big is the only one. Look at that. Big is the only one to give a super chat. Come on, guys. Also, I'm serious. Subscribe. We got 43 people, maybe a couple hundred tune into this later on. Just subscribe to the goddamn Bacon. Let's get him above 1,000 so he can monetize. And trust me, the guy has earned it. I don't just say that. It's true. He's put the time into it. It's a good show. So tune in and subscribe. And the guy could use the cash. Not that he doesn't have a job. It's just that it would be nice if he could, get super chats and advertising. And then his life is just easier. Screwball peanut butter whiskey. Yeah. That horrible. Yeah. Thank you, Eagle Warrior. Thank you. You are correct. Peanut butter whiskey is garbage. Yeah. All right. All right. See you guys later, Toodles.